as a former mayor, the last thing that I will do is interfere with council's operations and decisions. It's not an easy job. Did it long enough, but I can say that every year at budget time, I have never went to a budget session. I went to 38 of them, but I've Matt, I've never gone to a budget session and there's been too much money and not enough projects. So what they're blaming on other councils is fine. That's if they want to use that for their rationale of cranking taxes up the way they have, that's fine. That's up to them. But we have had these challenges year after year. We have, for the longest time, dealt with low reserves, and we have dealt with increasing costs and more downloading from the province. It's a very, very difficult thing to come up with a budget that people are happy with each year, and at the same time, you know, they're still expecting their services to stay the same. So I think the reaction I'm getting from business people and some of the residents of Norfolk is ouch, this is too much. I get that. You know, I've been on both sides of the fence. So, when you take this job as council, you know what? You can blame everybody and anybody and previous councils. That's up to you. If that's your out and that's your reason for doing what you have to do, so be it. But other councils I've been on in the past have had to raise taxes higher than we want to on an annual basis. But we never blame the council before. I can honestly assure you that every budget session, Matt, we took it serious. We tried to maintain the level of service best we could, and we kept in mind the ability of taxpayers to pay. And that's the bottom line. 1 year before I came mayor, a year or two before I came mayor, the annual increase was 1.7%. I remember that. That was the lowest in the 18 years I was involved, 1.7%. So when I'm there raising taxes 2.8, 2.3, and previous councils raised it 1.7 1 year, and I was part of that, do I say, well, they should have taxed more back then? No, I have to deal with the current situation. So it's not an easy job for any council. This new council is young, and they will learn with experience, Matt, that this is at times it's not a glamorous job, to say the least. It's a difficult job, and you have to do what you believe is best for all of Norfolk. And where the chips fall, they fall, and you got to move on.